Watch, House Republicans present impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas to Senate. By Neil Monroe on April 16, 2024. Republican House members have delivered their articles of impeachment for President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief to the Senate. The unprecedented impeachment of a sitting cabinet member comes after Biden and Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas opened the border to at least 7 million poor migrants. In addition to the annual inflow of more than 1 million legal immigrants and contract workers. Overall, Biden and Mayorkas have welcomed roughly one illegal, quasi-legal, or legal migrant for every American birth since 2021. The articles were presented by Representative Mark Green, RTN, who chairs the House Committee on Homeland Security. The articles of impeachment say, throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security. In large part because of his unlawful conduct. Millions of aliens have illegally entered the United States on an annual basis, with many unlawfully remaining in the United States. His refusal to obey the law is not only an offense against the separation of powers in the Constitution of the United States, it also threatens our national security and has had a dire impact on communities across the country. Despite clear evidence that his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law has significantly contributed to unprecedented levels of illegal entrance, the increased control of the Southwest border by drug cartels, and the imposition of enormous costs on states and localities affected by the influx of aliens, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has continued in his refusal to comply with the law, and thereby acted to the grave detriment of the interests of the United States. The impeachment process requires the Senate to accept the articles and then pick senators to argue both sides of the charges. The Democrats have a narrow majority in the Senate, so Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is expected, on Wednesday, to hold a vote that ends the process. The goal is likely to minimize publicity over the very unpopular border influx. Mayorkas has repeatedly explained that he supports more migration because of his migrant parents, his sympathy for migrants, and his support for equity between Americans and foreigners. He also justifies his welcome for migrants by saying his priorities are above the law and claiming that the needs of U.S. business are paramount, regardless of the cost to ordinary Americans, the impact on U.S. children, or Americans' rational opposition. In May 2023, Mayorkas explained his migrant-first motivations in a graduation speech to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. My drive has been defined by a very clear purpose. My mother's and father's life journeys were defined by displacement. My mother was twice a refugee, first from war-torn Europe and, 19 years later, with my father, my sister, and me from the communist takeover of Cuba. My mother lost most of her family to the Nazi concentration camps, and she never really regained her sense of security. In Cuba, my father lost the business he had started, as well as the chance to be by his mother's side when she passed. My parents were both extraordinary people, principled and kind beyond measure. They instilled in me the values by which they lived unflinchingly. They are the primary engine of my drive, and the primary reason why I work so hard, my purpose. Thousands of foreign migrants have been killed and raped because of Mayorkas' policies, along with a growing number of Americans.